Blog Talk Radio.
Searching. Hey yo, I'm searching. Searching.
Wisdom.
Hey yo, I'm trying to find my way on this path, but lacking the navigation. Situations be whacking and masturbation, making these instrumentals coincidentally so. See, I'm a poet, you will remember me, yo. Repping the city that held the body of Allan Poe. Imposed on my soul in this flow and let it go. Oh, oh, to be sold to OVO. Just to let you know, your boy got that glow. Timex, master wearing colors of that lilac. So when I drive by that, war drums and hi-hats. Honestly, the truth, you really couldn't deny that. If so, die fast. Nah, love life and high gas. Prices, evil devices. Might just put me in ciphers to be the nicest. I am though, when I blow like Dante, the wind blow. I'ma fuck around and shout you niggas in my intro. You in my interviews, I've been amused. Your hate for me has always been amused. Many dudes get it confused, yet they get introduced to my mission impossible in a cruise. Ethan Hunt stunting like the drummers to win or lose. Don't worry about a nigga that's hating, they been a snooze. It's what the elders would tell me, compelling me to be greater. A student far from what stupid, what you went on that related. The Lord always forgave us for saving us from our sins. Set to be circumspect and be wise with selected friends. I'm honored to be too in common, too much in common with them who sort of saw you before they could ever grow to be men. I'm never here to pretend, we eminences with him. I'm focused on all my opus, but meeting up with my ends. Living a time of peril where everything is a trend. They never be comfortable in their skin. Be searching.
Trenches. If I ever need her, she there. I need her ears. She listen. I get locked up. She putting money on the books. The wishing not to mention. Her name ring bells when it's mentioned. Sort of like mine when I got her in that position. Yeah, other niggas try to address her, but she know where home is. That's why I respect her. And she held it together when I was broke. She's trying to get the check up. Stayed down when we didn't have much. Now she can get whatever. I make it rain for her. On them rainy days, we can go and change the weather. I put ice on her like it's December. She ain't ever memory that I can remember. When one of the guys went and told on me, she took to stand alive for me. If I die, she come in the army, crying for me. So they gon' ride for me, and I'ma ride for her. In a two-seater, she the passenger. Loyalty is royalty, and she a queen for sure. 9 times out of 10, if I'm sick, she the cure. And we stay on FaceTime when I'm out on tour. And I keep it so G that she feels secure. It's only 2 words that can describe this girl. Yeah, she a
real one.
You just
mine. You saw my name on the piece, so you know that's mine. You put the cuffs on me, now you get all my time. I put that ring on your finger, now your last name mine. And that's real. You kept me on my toes in the fifth, and you helped me grow as a man. And now I'm gonna probably hold in your hand when we outside. Cause I let these niggas know I'm your man. Call you real one, cause you the truth, shorty. And I'm thankful for everything that you do for me. Even if I take an L, you still root for me. On everything, I feel like God built true for me. I believe that. And there was other chicks trying to be that, but they ain't never make it to where we at. And I know your ex man, cause he in the past, you mad now. He should have valued what he had. Now, shorty gon' rap for me, and I'ma rap for her. In that 2 city, she the passenger. Loyalty is royalty, and she a queen for sure. 9 times out of 10, never 6 she the cure. And you ain't never gotta worry about me being yours. And I keep it so G that she feels secure. It's only 2 words that can describe this girl. Yeah, she a
real one.
Talk shit behind my back, cause they want the teeth. All smiles when they in my face, they don't want no beef.
Nah.
I'm the kid to call crazy,
yeah.
I'm the kid to go crazy.
Yeah.
Fraud niggas I don't trust, 40 bucks like it made it. Talk shit behind my back, cause they want the teeth. All smiles when they in my face, they don't want no beef.
Nah.
I'm the kid to go crazy,
yeah.
I'm the kid to go crazy.
Yeah.
Fraud niggas I don't trust, 40 bucks like it made it. 40 bucks like it made it. Hit the folks like a dance. Chops a rock on a dead body. Give a high five to my man.
Yeah.
I pick it up, money get ran. Getting the money, y'all can.
Huh?
Use a bump, bro. What you here for? Pack it up, go get the can. Bad chick don't want a man.
Nah.
She wants the money and help.
Yeah.
She wants the D, nothing else.
Huh?
She wants the D, nothing else.
Nah.
Beat that shit up, nothing else. Then get the degree. Reviews on Yelp.
Yeah, yeah.
Ice girl, I make your face smell. Ice girl, I make your face smell.
Yeah.
Alpha male. Put me in the jungle, make the gorilla look frail. I'm out here running to the bag, nigga. You move like a snail. Young and May out here trying to act like the bros. But now still it though. Yeah, 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 yeah. Talk shit behind my back, cause they want the teeth. All smiles when they in my face, they don't want no beef.
Nah.
I'm the kid to call crazy, I'm the kid to go crazy. Fraud niggas I don't trust,
yeah, 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 yeah.
Talk shit behind my back,
yeah,
cause they want the teeth. All smiles when they in my face, they don't want no beef. I'm the kid to call crazy,
yeah.
I'm the kid to go crazy. Fraud niggas I don't trust, 40 bucks to get mad. Weirdo, but I fuck you up. Fraud niggas stay away from ya.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro, I'll fuck you up. Fake love stay away from ya.
Yeah.
I'm the kid to go crazy,
yeah.
I'm the kid to go crazy.
Yeah.
Fraud niggas I don't trust, 40 bucks to get mad.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
playing all the best indie and important hits. It's that girl Rocksteady B on Beta Beat Radio. Now, our next guest is rated one of the top 300 global hip-hop artists from New York and rated number one in his hometown of Hempstead, New York. He has over 20,000 Twitter fans, 2,000 Facebook fans, and 4,000 subscribers on numberonemusic.com and over 1,000 YouTube views. Everybody give it up for Mr. Freddie B. What's up? What's up, Freddie B?
How you doing tonight?
We're doing great.
Hello?
Doing great.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Can you hear? Okay, great.
Yeah, I can hear y'all. God bless. God bless. How y'all doing?
Great. Thank you for joining this evening. Now, we're going to get straight into it. Now, Freddie B, what inspired you to get into music?
Oh, we're going to go back 20 years ago. We're going to go back to where life and music was at a form where it could have went. It was like a fork in the road. Could have went left. It could have went right. I knew the world was going to need, like, it was going to need somebody with substance, you know, because I was in the streets. So I saw where it was going. Everybody was getting on drugs. So I said, you know, I sucked up my little pride. I said, I'm going to walk this dream to the future. So what got me inspired was my mom's always playing all the old school Betty Wright, all the old school music filled me up, made the glass halfway full. And then when I got out in the world, I see the world needed, like, it needed somebody. You know, we always playing a guy looking for a physical feature. So I said, you know, to ordain myself, I would have to go through more struggle, you know, than anything to come out of, like, that darkness into the light with positive energy.
Right.
So that's what got me here.
Okay. So you mentioned your mom. So you and your mom are close. Are you close to your dad?
Yeah, we, you know. You hear me? Hello?
I can hear you.
Okay, yeah, I grew up in a broken home. So my mom passed away probably like 10 years ago. So,
You know,
it was a chance I could have gave up if she was still alive, because I'd have been like, you know what, let me do something else. But since she passed away and she told me, as she was passing, you know, don't give up on your dream or give up on yourself, you know. That was really deep.
Wow.
You know, I had times all the way up to this point. Like, I had some treacherous times, points when, you know, I wanted to give up. But, you know, when you believe in God starts steering you up in the mix. And you just got to stay put with yourself, because we always want stuff and we be too agitative and we forget why we want things and then we get hurt.
Right.
So this music thing embodied me to, you know, the things that's missing in this world, I think I carry that, you know, all the love, you know. It's like the world missing love. It's fun to have the theatrics and the fun, but, you know, when you're missing that backbone to your lifestyle, you know, it takes away from being comfortable in life.
Right. So what do you think some of today's mainstream music that you hear on the radio every day, what is that lacking?
It lacks experience. It lacks trial and error, triumph. You know, it sounds like it's just shooting straight out of the cannon without having no resistance. You know, it's some good artists, and I feel if they had more struggle, which they probably going to get on the other end, because they got to be as light as you want it to be dark. So even on somebody who's coming from the dark, it got to be as dark as you want it to be light. So, you know, the reflection on where they're going is bad, because, you know, I have a daughter, so when I sit there and I listen to them talk about drinking codeine, you know, she asking me that stuff, like, what's this, what's this? That's a baby, when you're sick, you need that stuff. Evidently, the world
right.
is sick right now. Yeah, so evidently the world is sick, and everybody needs some type of medication to get through, and it's tough, you know?
That's a good way to put it. And you mentioned before that you kind of could have went the wrong way. Can you explain that or kind of expound upon that?
Yeah, because we came up in the streets, you know. I was fortunate enough to have Jay-Z stand in front of me and talk that drug stuff. You know, you want to follow people. When you see that there's nobody to follow, you take the opposite road. So if it wasn't for Jay-Z blocking that eclipse of already got the drug dealer. I had to find my way. I can't pee. I don't like to follow people. So I said, you know, I got the same kind of talent as him, maybe even more. I said, I would have to come out on the other end, opposite of how he came out. He came out telling us to go on the block. He came out telling us to be renegades, basically. Go get yours. You know, and that's what the world kind of stands clear for the last 10, 20 years. The renegades have 50 Cent come out. He taught us how to shoot guns. You know, yeah, all of these artists, they come out and they taught us something. So now you need the artists that to teach you how to be a man and to give you class. So you need somebody who's been through a whole lot of stuff to be put in that predicament to be able to do that.
Okay. So what was like growing up for Freddie D in Hempstead?
When I started to find out that I was going through hard times, it was all fun before that. Life was beautiful, you know. I dreamed past dreams. I used to go to sleep dreaming I was Superman. So I knew I had the ability to see past my regular lifestyle. So that was one thing that I realized about myself. So once we got to that point, I started, like I said, it was all about music for me. I grew up with people who almost made it, became famous. I grew up with people who almost made it, like Money Harms and them. They was with Carlos Santana on Maria Maria. Those dudes, they grew up around me. There's another dude named A+. They all from where I'm from. You know, watching these dudes almost make it, but not make it, and then seeing them and listening to why they didn't make it. A lot of people said they got distracted by the party life. They got distracted by already being able to afford the things that they can have, not being hungry. So that was something I added to my pedigree. Stay hungry, stay open minded, stay young, basically.
Right. So growing up, and what's the weather like? Are you in Hempstead right now?
Yeah.
What's the weather like? I know you guys
it keeps
had
jumping.
That.
It keeps jumping. Yeah, last Monday it was like 50. Now it's back to like 8-10 degrees today.
Oh, my goodness. Well, stay warm, and definitely stay on the line. We're going to get into a little bit more music and then get back into this interview, okay?
Okay, no problem.
All right, so up next we got MPM.
That was just a test drive. This Benz on mine. Rehab. This MTM thing, you know?
Yeah, I know. I should not be trapping where I live. Breaking down a brick inside the bread. Friday night, we turn that shit to live. Throwing up the lid. Yeah, I know. All my shooters ready when I call. Niggas, they be talking about a brawl. They better pray that we don't make it to the car. Shotty and the Rugas in the car.
Gang, what's backing? Hey, homies, stacking. Hey, whoa. Hey, whoa. Hey. Lighters, Dutchies, they dirty, construction, stills, not rusty, the guns, the busting, whoa, hey, blue, not lazy, I'm with your lady, I'm in the latest, my team is brazy, whoa,
I should not be trapping where I live, breaking down a brick inside the bread. Friday night, we turn that shit to live. Going up the list.
Yeah, I know.
All my shooters ready when I call. Niggas, they be talking about a brawl. They better pray that we don't make it to the car. Shotty and the Rugas in the car.
Shorty bitch and I don't mind her. I'm just trying to get the comma.
Money.
Trapping off that Obama. Arguments with mama. But I'm still sharp like a liner.
Like
and I stay down like a collar. Only real niggas that's around us. Only real niggas that's around us.
Hazy.
Captain. Rube. Match em. Scene. Dooley.
Shotty.
Clapped them. Missing. Rapture. You niggas need backup. My niggas like Packers.
Like
making plays like Madden.
Hazy. Gabbana. He know for wildin'.
lie, your honor. They don't want no problem. Magnum heads, no condom. Yeah, I know. I should not be trapping where I live. Breaking out a brick inside the bread. Friday night, we turn that shit to list. Going up the list. Yeah, I know. All my shooters ready when I call. Niggas, they be talking about a brawl. They better pray that we don't make it to the car. Shotty and the Rugers in the car.
And that was X Phase with Gonna Get Down. It's your girl Rocksteady B playing all the best hits from your Indian important artist. If you have a question for Freddie D, call in 929-477-2458. We're going to get back into it with your boy Freddie B. Now, Freddie B, can you tell us a little bit about the process of when you create a song?
I make my feet first, and I listen to them on YouTube.
Hello.
You hear me?
Freddie B, are you there?
Okay. Oh, yeah, I'm here. It's a real strategic process, being that I'm a Pisces. I'm a very sensitive person. So what I do, since I produce all of my beats first, I probably take a month and probably produce probably like 1,000 beats every day, probably 100 beats a day. So what I do first, after I get all them beats ready, I sit and I listen to whatever make a tear come out of my eye, no matter if it's a good tear or a bad tear, is the song for the process. Because, you know, tears eliminate a lot of stress. So when I feel like it's pulling something out of me, that's the record that I evaluate and usually get to the end of the process of whatever album I'm creating at the time.
Okay. Okay. So you create beats as well. Do you sell your beats?
I've been so, like, I'm weird. Because I couldn't get a good producer at one time, I just started doing it myself. So right now I got so much at hand. I'm actually starting to help other artists because I got a radio station too. So I'm playing music all over my website now. So I'm starting to like talk to other artists. So they want in on what I got. So I'm like, you want to know what? Maybe my sound might be the new sound if things go the right way, you know?
Okay. Okay. So plug your radio station.
Oh yeah. It's at Freddie D Music on the Station Heads app. They came and got me. They see that my Twitter stuff I'm doing around the world, evidently is reaching out. And I stay where I'm at. You know, I don't go outside of the world. But for some reason, it's like, I guess I got bait because my stuff is like pulling me out of my environment. So I like the way I see everything happening right now.
Okay. I feel it. So what's a live show like? What can people expect when they come to a Freddie D show?
I'm about to go on in the next 20 minutes. So basically high octane energy. Even if my song is a little kind of like low, my energy just jumped. So I could have just been feeling that certain way when I made that record. But you're gonna feel like you're in the WWE when you hear my music.
Okay, and that's the same way with your live shows as well?
Yeah, with my live shows. I'm jumping in the crowd. I'm like these little kids. I'm like 6ix9ine of them. I felt crazy when I saw 6ix9ine and XXX RIP. I was like, it seemed like God getting the world ready for me. Because that's me right there. That's me 100%.
Okay. Do you have any crazy fan or groupie stories that you can tell us?
All the time. I got stuff that people be laughing at me when I tell them. I was working at a job just now, and the word got out about what I do. I was working at a supermarket cutting meat at a deli. Next thing you know, I put out my album. Every day the people just started showing up. I was forced to quit because of this, like,
wow,
this facade I got going on. And it's like, it's incredible, but I had to get another job just now just to keep myself paying my bills. It crossed over to this job, and everybody trying to figure out why am I, like, so quiet, because I'm walking around like, these people think I'm famous or something. So it's funny, you know, trying to be Clark Kent knowing you're Superman. It's really funny.
Right. So do you have any groupie tales or anything with groupies?
Yeah, it's so much because, like I said, I used to have to wake up with girls. Like, my brother would let girls in the house on me after I, like, did shows. Like, I don't know what was wrong with him. Maybe he was trying to get off, but I guess I never found out why stuff happened. But I think it was for his own, like, pride. Like, it was for his own satisfaction, not mine. I usually wake up with people on top of me, and I have to scream at him, like, why is these people in my room? Who in here? I didn't even know nobody was around me. Like, it's crazy.
Wow.
I got stuff that's like, I don't even got the time. I don't feel like I even had the time to tell you all of this stuff.
Wow. That sounds crazy in itself. So I'm
for somebody who hasn't been on national, listen, for a person that haven't been on national television, the stuff I'm receiving is impeccable. Yeah, I'm single right now. I have a daughter. She's 11. She's following in my footsteps, too.
Okay, so she's into music. Is she singing or hip-hop?
Pop, dancing. Like, this girl, it's like whatever I was doing while I was dreaming fell out right into her.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So being that you have a young daughter, what are your thoughts on this whole R. Kelly thing?
It's tough because, like I said, nobody knows nothing. Nobody knows what's in the dark until it comes out in the light. Sometimes it comes out in the light through your actions or it comes out through the light through your words. Maybe R. Kelly was in a predicament where somebody took advantage of him and all he can see is the window of, like, children. You know, sometimes it's sick what I'm saying, but it's crazy because something could have happened. Like, it was times when I used to sell drugs and, you know, I used to get chased by the police. Every time I see a police officer, I run. I ain't got nothing to do with I ain't even doing nothing. It's just this thing inside
right.
of you, you know. It happened to you. It's a way, I feel like it's a cry for help from his end, but being that he's an adult, people not going to take heed to his pain as much as they would take heed to anybody he did anything with. But at the end of the day, I would tell, if I ain't raised my daughter right, then she's going to fall victim to those kind of circumstances. But if I'm raising her right, I think my daughter wouldn't even allow that stuff. So it's really tough because you got a world where people don't have much, have and have not. So everybody always looking for an easy way out. So he could have been somebody's easy way out, you know? So you never know the truth. You know, the truth is always hidden under rubbish.
Right.
So
that's right. We never know the truth. You're right.
You never know the truth. You never know the truth. You only speculate.
Do you think that Bill Cosby should be in jail?
If Bill Cosby should be in jail, I think the whole Republican, Democratic politicians should be in jail because these people do stuff on an everyday basis and they cover it up through these laws. And a person like Bill Cosby, who's totally abstract away from making laws, maybe had one of them people come down on him hard. So, you know, my opinion is whatever the worldview is, but my understanding is that you can't show the right hand with the left hand, though. So somebody always doing something. So watching Bill Cosby, he set himself up for that, you know, trying to be a certain kind of gentleman in this world, having a certain persona, and then having this certain lifestyle come out of that. I'm sorry. Yeah, so it's crazy.
Okay. So we're going to get into one of your most important singles right now. It's Game Over. Can you tell us a little bit about the background of this song?
Oh, yeah, yeah. This record right here, Game Over, I actually produced that because I was just looking at the world, and I was like, the Game Over from, the substance abuse and all. You know, it ain't nowhere to go but to a casket 6 feet deep. So I felt like making that record gives, like, light to people who feel that way but can't say it, you know. So I kind of, like, I'm speaking for people who feels like, you know, it got to be a change. We've been praying. We've been through hell. We've been through this. It got to be over at one point. And I'm just stating, yes, it is. The game is over. That's all I'm saying.
All right. You heard it from Freddie B himself. We're going to get into it. Mr. Freddie B, Game Over. Keep it live. Stay to the radio.
I might not ever ever be sober, but when I find a way for me to come up, the game's over, the game's over, the game's over. All we really want is to be equal. This is my story of good versus evil.
Got the pieces to the puzzle, give me reasons to trust you. I've been scheming on this hustle since a young little muscle. Dreaming for the goal, living through the battles and scuffles. Do-it-yourself syndrome, I came accustomed to being a stone. Born to sleep, still stuck in my zone. I'm getting my own, the story is told. So many times that the story is old. So many lies, it bore me for sure. I see their eyes and I know what they want. So I apply simply what it is that you want. Hard target. Swarm like bees in a hard market. Unlikely, it's likely. You gon' like me or fight me. A Pisces, I'm moving at light speed. Despite the things that I can't explain, watch me get by on my pain. It been dark round here, but all that changed. I said it been dark round here, but all that changed.
I might not ever get that Range Rover. I might not ever be sober. But when I find a way for me to come up, the game's over. The game's over. The game's over.
really wanted to be equal. This is my story of good versus evil.
I move with a sharp pen through cement and carpet. Ice in my veins, you would think I was heartless. Shell of a man, that's a part of being an artist. Live in the moment, if you don't feel it, then you can't show it. Said I lost my way, had to double back. I understand my haters give me the best advice. That's why I listen close, understand who's there when there's no more smoke. Stretch the lesson, the teacher, embrace the blessing. I might not be the one that you want, but I'm the one that was chose. From the ground like a stem on a road. Still around, looking slim on the toes. What I found was a $1 million flow. Now I can change the current. There's demons and angels, but don't play with them spirits. And Jesus can't save you when you're feeling like Abel, killing your bro. We all trying to live, risking it all. I said we all trying to live, just risking it all.
I might not ever get that Range Rover. I might not ever be sober. But when I find a way for me to come up, the game's over. The game's over. The game's over. All we really want is to be equal. This is my story of good versus evil.
Easy come, easy go, bitch. Let's get it.
Playing all the best hits. That was Freddie D, Game Over. And we have Freddie D on the line. So glad to have you here. Thank you for sticking it out with us. So are you there, Freddie D?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. So what is a day in a life like for Freddie D?
Well, right now it's working. Just keep pushing towards the future, like basically keeping a job, helping others out, just doing things to help people out.
Well, that's very important. So are you into community service?
Yeah, I'm always like volunteering my service, always trying to just keep the youth looking up towards something, because like I said, if it wasn't for that mainstream, we would have something to look forward to. It's like the mainstream is allowing people like to stay on the ground. Not, it's like keeping sharp and on face, like every time.
You kind of sounding kind of far away.
I'm sorry about that. No, I was saying, helping out the community, doing stuff for the youth, and making sure they get a chance to have opportunities. Like, I really didn't have one, but I created one. So it's like I started my own record company. So that's another thing I did. So it's in the area where I grew up at. So people actually getting a chance to see me turn over from being a real like unsigned artist to signing myself on my own LLC company.
Okay, and what's the name of your label?
GS Music Group. It stands for God, Soldiers, and the block I grew on, Grove Street. Because, two of my friends who I grew up with in the same rap group, they both passed away on this journey. So I keep both of them in my heart, too. One was shot. The other one, they said he jumped off the train. So, we all came up in this environment. And for me to be here talking today, I'm just letting you know, it wasn't easy. I didn't have a bridge to adulthood. We kind of had to forge a bridge to get here. So I'm here. So that's all that matters today. I understand sometimes, you don't know what God is pushing you for. You don't know what he's holding you back for. You just know that you want what you want. So that's why I was trying to explain, having a great time in life is about following your dreams. Sometimes you might not get it to the point that you want it, but you could feel the solitude of it by keep going. So it's beautiful.
Okay, and what were your two friends that passed? What were their names?
Shamik Moy, a.k.a. Mo Cheese, and Nwankwo Mo Chave. We used to call him William Dollar. They on my website, too,
okay.
gsmusicgroup.com. I still got a page for them. Yeah, I still move as if they're still alive, you know?
That's very respectable. I can respect that, definitely, always giving back. So do you think that you'll ever get that Range Rover?
This lady told me the other day, she was listening to my music. She said, you're going to get a spaceship. She said, I'd be surprised if you even want the Range Rover. I was laughing because, you know, just seeing what people think of me is impeccable because, you know, I try to stay very humble. If you saw me, you would be like, and you still have mood and all the talent I have, but you see how I run and open the door for an old lady, like, who can't even, who could do it. But I see things, and I jump out and I put myself in those predicaments. So, you know,
okay.
Like the person that I am, I think the world is missing. You know, it got a whole bunch of these like, damn, how do you say it? I don't even know how to say it. It's a whole bunch of carbon copies out there, people who just falling in line with everything. And like Tupac said, you know, it's going to take a person with balls to do the right thing, you know. It's going to take a person who really don't have much but the love he has left to change the world, you know. And we ain't really trying to change the world. We're just trying to love more and be happy more, you know. The world don't have to change. The world is very beautiful, you know. I would love for everybody to endure and enjoy, but it's sometimes it's like the bigger fish is always selling more than the little fish. So, you know, if I could get the world closer to beauty with my music and my passion, that's something I wish I could do.
Okay. So what would be your dream collab? Who would you collab with, anybody, dead or alive?
Y'all gonna laugh at me. I like Avril Lavigne. I used to grow up I'm not, like I said, I like artists who could take you to a dimension with their music. I love, because I could do that. I'm able to take you to a dimension. So I would love to collab with Avril Lavigne. If she listening, like, it's a billion artists out there, but, you know, some people make you tear when you listen to their music, and some people make you change the tone, you know? She was one of the people that
right.
made you tear up.
Right. I definitely feel that way about Alanis Morissette, so don't feel bad, you know.
Yeah.
You got to think outside the box, you know, you can't.
I grew up watching this thing, what you're saying now. I used to watch this thing called The Box. It used to come on, like, when I was a kid, and nobody used to get this reception. And I think that as a blessing. God allowed me to see everything from hip-hop or rock and roll, everything. So I never got stuck into hip-hop, even though I'm a hip-hop artist. I never got stuck into just hip-hop. I was always outside of the box. That's why you won't hear me talk about Killer. I don't need these people approval. I don't need Jay-Z to say Freddie D is great. I don't need Kanye West. I don't need J. Cole. Freddie D is great in his own right. You know, I don't need artists like that. I need Bob Marley to sing me a song. Like, I'm okay with what I was given in life. I don't need more. You know, if I get that Range Rover, good. Well, I need to get back to work. Let me get back. I get over here.
Okay, you at work, Freddie D.
Oh, I told him I'd be happy on the stage in the next 20 minutes. I'm in here rehearsing.
Okay, so you said you need to go right now.
I'm in the next 5 minutes.
Okay, no problem. Well, we'll end this, and we're going to play your other two songs, Feeling.
I'm
going to
keep listening,
Jasmine,
though.
and we're also going to play Fame Thug. So we're going to get into Fame Thugs right now. Thank you so much for joining us, Freddie D. And keep it locked, and definitely if you have any new projects or anything like that, definitely send us some exclusives and everything. We would love to have you. You are part of the Beta B family now.
I appreciate it. Thank you for reaching out to me, and I love it, and I wish I could give you more of my time. But hopefully I blow up and I could come back to your place and help you get outside of the woodworks as well.
Yes, yes, I would love that. We got to work together, yes. So thank you so much for your time, and we're going to get into this D-Fame. Thank you so much, Freddie D.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Stay blessed.
whole style primitive. In this world, it's been social, antisocial. I don't give a fresh prince until my stacks is laced with fresh prints. I look back at my life as quince. I get a hint they didn't want to see me rich. Most of court hated like 50 Cent. I got the hardest that I came up with, pretty boy. Had to guard my smile and put that llama down. Now everybody on some gang gang. Shoot them up and bang bang. I got that bag, I got the chain to let my nuts hang. Started my own label. Now I drop records, non-stop food on the table. Press down, fall off, hold on, you reaching. Styrofoam, purple juice, you know what I'm drinking. Back door, slide off, you know what I'm thinking. We gotta be easy, I see they be tweaking. Gotta be your reason, they changing every season. They do a lot of fronting, nobody is eating. You got it going on. You got it going on. I don't do this to be famous. Rather be nameless. You got it going on. You got it going on. I don't do this to be famous. Nameless, famous, they don't know the gang, dog, anxious, no patience, who cares if it goes wrong, same shit you came with, I've been up on a basic, taste it, you know that it's tasteless, no more rapping, I've been strapping, I've been clapping, they been slacking, you see that she got a wagon, pants still sagging, still bragging, money on a long shot. Puff the magic dragon. Give it, baby, all you got. Keep on stacking. Know when you make it hot, they can't have it. I'm on it all night, like Fortnite. No games here. I remember sawed off all through the whole night. Shut up, bitch, walk. We made it to that last flight. The way that I be living get you higher than a glass pipe. I take it back to my latest when I get right. I know they not gonna play this, homie. That's just life. You got it going on. Got it going on. I don't do this to be famous. Rather be nameless. You got it going on. You got it going on. I don't do this to be famous. Rather be nameless. Rather be nameless.
No more. me, switch up and claim me still. Never understand me, always knew what we could, not what we can be. I sat and listened while you couldn't stand me. Thought you found a new one, still you can't compare me. It still ain't shit, I don't care about who you with. I got a click for real niggas, getting to the money that's stacking up too legit. With the shit, I mix my drink with the best smoke. You say you need me, you can save it for the rest though. Let's hope you pick up the pieces I left for a reason, so you really need to let go. Let's go.
Can't be no more. It's over, yes indeed, for sure. Sorry, we can't see no more. Oh no, it can't be no more. No more, no more. It's over, yes indeed, for sure. Sorry, we can't see no more. Oh no, it can't be no more.
Pistol out, this well stolen, I'm taking chances.
And that was D. Russell, America's Streets of Rage. Before that, Choices No More. It's your girl, Rocksteady B, playing all the best important hits and indie hits. Now, we just have Freddie D on the line. He had to go, but we're going to still rock the show. We're going to end the show with his single. It's called Feelings, featuring Jasmine. It's clean, y'all. Enjoy y'all weekend. Be safe and keep it locked on Beta Beat Radio. Tomorrow, February 10th, we will have the young prodigy, Velocity, 16-year-old prodigy, blessing us with her presence. So you guys keep it locked. Tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, call in 929-477-2458. You can also tune in online at blogtalkradio.com/BetaBeatRadioShow. So give her your attention, and thank you for listening to this Freddie D interview. And, hey, we're going to end the show with Feelings featuring Jasmine. Thank you so much for listening.
Wanna leave me being yourself, which I think don't greasy. Fight the hand that don't feed me. I just know your plans, you don't need me. Pop up, switch your shirt, popping off of your feelings. Drop the work, check it first, stack it up and keep building. It just has to be a move. I have to see it soon. Plant a couple seeds, I just gotta see them bloom. The world said I ain't. My mama said I was a diamond. The door's closed, but I got it. The door's closed, but I got it.
In your feelings right now. And it's hard to let it go. In your feelings right now. And it's hard to let it go.
You too busy checking on Kiki. You know that I've been with Gigi. Now we marry on with Luigi. Casserole with Lil Guini. Got that supernova that easy. That light show when you see me. Be on high flow when that's cheeky. High roll when that's cheeky.
It just have to be your dream. I have to be your king. They threw me down low, but I found my way back. No matter what you sing, I'm gonna crash up on the scene. You don't have to bow to me, but you're gonna kiss the ring.
In your feelings right now.
I see you.
And it's hard to let it go. In your feelings right now. And it's hard to let it go. In your feelings right now. Go. In your feelings right now.